Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There's a moment in all of our lives when the world around us, everything we think we know, suddenly stops making sense. It could be a shadow that moves just a bit too quickly in your peripheral vision. A voice that seems to echo out of thin air when you're completely alone, or that unmistakable chill that makes your skin crawl even though there's no draft. What do you do in that moment? Do you dismiss it as your imagination? Or do you start to wonder just a little if there's something more lurking behind the ordinary? Today's story is about someone who lived that moment over and over again. Someone who has experienced the unexplainable in the place where they should feel the most safe, at home. Imagine feeling like you're being watched every time you cross a room, hearing voices that have no body, or sensing a presence when no one else is there. And when those feelings start to affect your mind, your thoughts, when it's no longer clear where the outside world ends and your own mind begins, that's when things take a dark turn. What happens when you're no longer sure if the threat is outside of you or inside? This letter comes from someone who's been grappling with these questions for far too long, and it's only getting worse. What's really happening here? A haunting presence? Or something even more sinister creeping into their thoughts? Let's get into it. And man, there! Dear Tony, I've been living in this apartment with my family for about 2 years now. On the surface, it's a normal place, just like any other. But from almost the beginning, I felt that something else is here with us. It's not easy to describe. It's not something you can see, not something you can touch, but you feel it. Like an invisible weight pressing down on your chest, just enough to make you uncomfortable, just enough to make you question what's really happening around you. And there's this spot in the apartment, a space near the two doors just off the side of the corridor that leads to the main entrance. It's a wide open area, the kind that's large enough for several people to stand shoulder to shoulder. And that's the problem. Because every time I look at that space, every single time, I get this overwhelming sensation that three people are standing there, watching me, just standing side by side like they're waiting for something. At first, I ignored it. I mean, how could I not? No one was there. But that feeling, it's so persistent. Sometimes it feels like there are two people, sometimes three. One night, I was convinced there were four. I couldn't shake the thought, and even more disturbingly, I started to get a picture in my head of what they looked like. A tall man, a short woman, another man, medium height. I didn't see them, Tony, I just knew they were there, watching. The thought popped into my head out of nowhere. I didn't know where it came from, but once it was there, it never left. The first time something happened that I couldn't explain, something real, I was alone watching TV. It was around 1 in the morning, maybe a little later. The room was dark except for the glow of the screen. I was standing right next to the TV when I heard it. A voice, female, kind of soft but startled, like she was saying, "Wah?" The sound came from right behind me. I spun around so fast expecting to see someone there, but the room was empty. The only thing I could hear was the TV, but I know what I heard. It was a person, and they were close, right behind me. But no one was there. A few nights later, I was lying in bed trying to fall asleep. The room was pitch black, and I had just started to drift off when I heard another voice. This time, it was louder. "Ha!" it said. Right in my ear, Tony. It was so close, I could almost feel the breath. I jumped up, heart pounding. But again, nothing. No one. I spent the rest of the night in the living room with the lights on. I didn't sleep. Again, the thing is, I'm not the only one who's affected. My sister got terribly sick last week. Just a high fever, nothing too serious. But as soon as she fell ill, I was overcome with this sense of dread. It's hard to explain, but it felt like something was creeping into my mind, like a darkness. I couldn't stop thinking that something worse was going to happen, something fatal. I'd be talking to my parents, and in the middle of the conversation, this fear would take hold of me so tightly that I could barely breathe. My throat would close up, and I'd feel tears stinging the back of my eyes. This fear wasn't normal. It felt wrong. But it didn't stop there. It never does. There's this other thing that happens. I'll be going about my day, walking through the apartment, sitting down, even lying in bed, and I'll feel this sudden cold breeze. It's sharp, chilly, like it cuts right through me. Every time I check the windows, the doors, even the air vents, everything is closed. There's no explanation for the cold, but it's always there, brushing past me like an unseen hand. It's the flashes of light that scare me the most. They're white, like quick bursts of lightning, but they only appear in the dark. They come in the middle of the night, always after midnight, always when it's pitch black. Sometimes I'll see one flash, other times two or three in quick succession. They always seem to take the shape of a woman or a child, a figure in a long, white nightgown just standing there for a split second before disappearing into the dark. I've tried to rationalize it, but I can't. It's too real, too clear. The voices, the flashes of light, the cold, it's all unsettling, but what really scares me is what's happening inside my own head. There's this voice in my mind, and it sounds like me, but twisted. Darker. Every time something happens, every time someone's late coming home or something feels off, that voice whispers the worst case scenario. It tells me they're hurt, dead. I don't want to think these things, Tony, but the voice is so loud, so convincing. It's like it's feeding on my fear, growing stronger every day. It's not just the voice, though. Ever since last summer when I got sick and developed a case of claustrophobia, I felt like something inside me shifted. My confidence, my optimism. It's like they're fading away. I used to be a positive person, but now that voice, the negative one, sounds so much stronger than my own. It's like I'm losing control of my own mind. There's more. Sometimes I'll be up late with my sister, and we'll see these strange flashes of white light. We'll both see them. It's like a woman in a long white nightgown standing in the dark. And then she's gone. It always happens after midnight. And every time I wonder, is it real? Or am I just losing my mind? So, Tony, I don't know what's happening to me. I've tried to rationalize it, to tell myself that it's all in my head. But these experiences, these voices, these flashes of light, they're too real to ignore. Is it possible that there's something in this apartment? Something watching me, following me, feeding on my fear? Or is it all in my mind? Some kind of psychological breakdown I can't control? I don't know. But whatever it is, it's getting worse. And I'm scared. You know, stories like this one always leave me with more questions than answers. What are we dealing with here? Is it truly a haunting? A presence that watches silently, lurking in the corners of an apartment? Or is this something else entirely? Something that plays with the mind, creating a reality where the lines between the supernatural and psychological are blurred beyond recognition. The flashes of light, the voices, the sudden cold spots, they're classic hallmarks of a haunting. No doubt about that. Cold spots in particular have long been associated with spirits or energy disturbances. The theory goes that spirits can pull energy from the surrounding area, causing an abrupt drop in temperature. In this case, the cold breeze felt brushing against the skin, despite no open windows or vents, is enough to send shivers down anyone's spine. Add to that the distinct sensation of being watched, those figures seemingly standing side by side, and it's hard to shake the idea that something otherworldly might be at play here. But let's not stop there, because what about the voices? I mean, hearing a voice whisper directly into your ear when no one is there, that's unsettling, to say the least. Disembodied voices have been reported in paranormal cases for centuries, often as a sign that a spirit is trying to communicate or make its presence known. Could that wah or ha heard in the dead of night be something trapped between worlds, trying to break through? And the fact that the voice seems close, like it's right next to you, could indicate a more personal connection, something that's tied to the person, not just the place. But then again, what if it's not a haunting at all? What if the mind is playing tricks, manipulating what we perceive to be real? I can't help but think about how fear, stress, and anxiety can manifest in our own consciousness. The voice inside the head, the one that sounds like the narrator but feels darker, more sinister, that could be a manifestation of deeper psychological struggles. It could be linked to post-traumatic stress, depression, or even unresolved fears. Sometimes our own mind can be our greatest enemy, creating phantoms that seem every bit as real as the physical world around us. Let's talk about the flashes of light for a moment. Seeing figures in the dark, often described as shadow people or fleeting white shapes, can easily be explained by something called hypnagogic hallucinations. These are hallucinations that occur as you're falling asleep or waking up, and they're surprisingly common. In a dark room, your brain may start to misinterpret the shadows and light, turning them into something more tangible, like a person or an entity. Could the flashes of light be a product of a tired, overstressed mind grasping for something it can't fully comprehend? Then there's the issue of the voice, the one in her head that constantly whispers worst-case scenarios, that darkly sinister voice. Now, while we might be inclined to chalk that up to paranormal influence, there's a psychological explanation too. Anxiety and stress often amplify our fears, making us dwell on the worst possible outcomes. The mind's negativity bias, the tendency to focus on the bad rather than the good, could be at work here, transforming everyday worries into a darker narrative that feeds on itself. It's not uncommon for people to hear their own thoughts with a different tone when they're under extreme stress. The fact that the narrator felt her confidence slipping away over time suggests that this could be more than just a haunting. It could be a sign of a mental health struggle that's making her vulnerable to these dark thoughts. But here's the real kicker, and this is where it gets tricky. What if it's a combination of both? What if there's something paranormal feeding off the psychological instability, making it worse? We've seen cases before where spirits or entities are drawn to vulnerable individuals, amplifying their fear, playing on their insecurities, and turning the mind against itself. The more fear you feel, the more powerful the entity becomes. In this scenario, the flashes of light, the voices, and the cold breezes could all be part of the same cycle, feeding off her fear, making her doubt her reality, and slowly taking control of her thoughts. And then we have to consider the family dynamic. When her sister got sick, the fear intensified. That's another layer to this story. Could there be a connection between the entity and the people in the house? Sometimes spirits are drawn to specific individuals for reasons we may never fully understand. Maybe it's not the apartment that's haunted at all. Maybe it's the person. Maybe it's following her, attaching itself to her emotions, and using her own mind as a playground. So, what are we dealing with here? Is this a case of a spirit haunting a family, watching and waiting from the shadows, slipping into the fabric of their daily lives? Or is this a battle with the mind, a fight against fear and anxiety that manifests in the form of voices, shadows, and whispers in the night? Or is it both? A terrifying blend of the psychological and the supernatural, each feeding off the other until reality itself becomes uncertain. In the end, it's hard to say with certainty. But one thing is clear. Whatever this is, it's real to the person experiencing it. Whether it's a haunting or a mental struggle, the fear and confusion are genuine, and in cases like this, that's often the most frightening part. How do you fight something when you don't know whether it's outside of you or inside your own head? I'm Tony Bruschi, and if you want more stories like this, true, unsettling tales of the unexplainable, be sure to press subscribe. We're dropping new episodes every single day, and trust me, you don't want to miss what's coming next.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.